It's so easy to take the wrong turning. Have you found that on a journey? Recently, I was taking a coach party to Plymouth. We intended first of all going round Plymouth Hoe, with all its historic significance, looking out over the harbour and being reminded of the fleets that had sailed from there, noting the place where that famous game of bowls was played, then making our way to the coach station for the ladies in particular to sample the delights of the Drake Shopping Centre. As the leader, I had done my homework. The tourist information people had sent me a map of the area. I had put arrows on the roads we were supposed to follow. I was more than confident of success. But instead of success, I experienced disaster. As we passed the football stadium for Plymouth Argyle, we came to a road junction. The coach driver was listening to my instructions, and I made a wrong choice. The result soon became clear, but neither I nor anybody else knew how to rectify the matter, so we saw parts of Plymouth rarely ever seen by tourists. Then, after apparently going round in a circle, we came back to the same junction, took what proved to be the right road, and thereafter went in the direction we should have taken first. On reflection, the experience reminded me of two Bible verses. The first is, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end of it is the way of death." The second is, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." As I view society and the world in which we live, I fear that too many have lost their way and are travelling a path that seems right to them but will ultimately prove to be wrong. The Bible talks of a narrow way that leads to life eternal, and few there be who find it. On the other hand, it speaks of a broad way that leads to destruction, and many are on that way. No one in their right mind would drive a car on a road they knew would lead to disaster. So why take the wrong road in life? Some, like me on that day in Plymouth, accidentally take the wrong way, but are able to correct the mistake and get on the right road. Others deliberately choose to take wrong roads through life and choose to live with the horrendous consequences. In the verse earlier quoted, Jesus claims emphatically not just to be a way, but the only way to heaven. He wants the best for you and me in the here and now, as well as in the there and then. If that is the case, then why don't more of us believe him and start walking that way? Jungle explorers of the David Livingstone era were always happy to follow the local guide, the local trailblazer, because he knew the way. The trailblazer would go first, and all the explorer had to do was follow, walking in his footsteps. Every time the explorer would reach his destination safely, he would always thank the guide in whom he had put his absolute faith and trust. Jesus came to earth in order to blaze a trail back to heaven for people like you and me. If there was any other way to get there, then why should he come and experience the rejection, pain, and death that he went through? He did it to open up the way. So today, if we will but put our faith and trust in him, rather like the explorer in the jungle, he will bring us safely to his eternal destination. It's rightly been said that there is just one good thing to be said for the broad road, and that is, there is plenty of room to turn on it. So the thought for today is, why not turn onto the right road? Follow Jesus and be sure of landing in the right destination. May the Lord encourage you to take this step.